Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down here on Prophetic Corner on today. Glory to God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. First of all, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and tell you to knock on the neighbor door, holler out the window, go ahead and scream and say, Prophetic Corner on. You don't want to miss this show. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead on and get our announcements out of the way. I want to make sure that you know, hallelujah, that we are under the same umbrella. We are under the Wow Radio. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Yvonne Rouse. Amen. And Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. So I want you to make sure you tune in. I'm going to give you a list of the shows that's coming on, so I don't want you to miss it. So get ready, get ready, get ready. On Saturday, we have none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. And if you missed that show on last week, on yesterday, you missed a treat. It was just awesome. Elder walked the dog. She prayed, amen, hallelujah, at the beginning and the end. Glory to God. It was just awesome, just awesome. I mean, it was just awesome. The angels in heaven were rejoicing. She was just singing, amen, and she was just praising the Lord, and she was just praying, hallelujah, glory to God. And if you didn't get what you need, it's on demand. You can go back and listen, amen, on Blog Talk Radio. And then if you move on down just a little bit, we are called the Hour of Power. I'm the first hour of power, Prophetess Martha Williams, of Prophetic Corner Ministries, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss it. We're on every Sunday, every Sunday, every Sunday. If you miss it, you can go back and hear it on demand. And then the next hour, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break right there, and then you're going to go over. And you're going to listen to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30. So don't miss it. I want you, whenever you get through listening to Prophetic Corner, I want you to just shift gears just a little bit. I'm going to give you the number so you can go over and you can hear Minister Elaine Jackson. And then I want you to move on up just a little bit on Tuesday. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The Wow Radio, they come on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want to encourage you to tune in. Amen. Glory to God. And listen to them, hallelujah, on Tuesday night. And then you can call them, amen, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook, glory to God, hallelujah. You can inbox them, and they will get in touch with you. They will call you, amen, or whatever the need may be, hallelujah, whatever you may want. They will call you, get in touch with you, send you an email, and tell you what to do, how to do it. Glory to God. You don't want to miss it. Come on in and get in on the ground floor. Whatever you need is always in the house. You know, sometimes you need people to pray for you, but you won't press the one. You need people to tell you and help you lead you and guide you in the direction that you need to go, but you won't call them and you won't hit them up. Glory to God. Well, the doors are being extended and they're open. So if you need, hallelujah, a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, hit them up. You can go on Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page on Facebook, or Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. You can inbox them, and they will get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. And I encourage you to partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many, many things from Monday all the way down through Sunday. So if partnering, we're only asking for $25 or more. Come on, I know some of y'all probably spent, I know it was Valentine's, you know, balloons were flying and all that good stuff, and roses were being bought. Don't get me wrong, ain't nothing wrong with none of that, glory to God. Ain't nothing wrong with none of that. You can't pay for ministry, but you can certainly help to support the cause, glory to God, to spread the gospel to the nation. So I encourage you to come on and partner for only $25 or more, and you will, not I think, but you will be blessed. Glory to God. Now we keep all those announcements in mind, and we're going to go ahead on. Amen. I'm going to open us up in prayer, but before I open us up in prayer, if anybody wants prayer today, I'm going to ask you to press the 1. You don't have to tell me who you are. Don't tell me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. That's all I need. Glory to God. I don't need where you're calling from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I don't need your name. Hallelujah. Just where you're calling from and your prayer request. So if you need prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody pressing the 1, so we're going to go on. Amen. And open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another day, oh God, that you have let the blood run warm in our veins, oh Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to keep us lifted up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice to give them a special touch, even in their households, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that will, Lord God, let them know that you've been there with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We ask you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost power to go in, Lord God, and help them, Lord God, to give them wisdom, knowledge, give them fortitude, Lord God, for everything that they may need, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. We ask you, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, in a mighty way, oh Lord, because we know you are a healer. We know you, Lord God, are El Shaddai. We know you will provide everything that's needed, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you are the peacekeeper, huh? Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, on this day, oh God, for everything that you've done, all that you're about to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, oh hallelujah, as your word come forth on today. People will receive it, Lord God. Father, we ask you to clear the airways, oh God, oh my God, and clear their minds so they can receive the word by faith and run with it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord, you can heal all joint pain. You can heal, Lord God, every headache. You can heal every mind-bounding spirit, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. You can heal every broken heart, every broken home, every broken relationship, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over the airways on today. Let none, Lord God, be left out. Let none be cast down by the wayside. All those that need healing on today, as they lift up their hand, Lord God, we ask you to touch them in a mighty way, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the healing take place right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Their headaches are being healed, Lord God. People are brought out of darkness, oh God, into your marvelous light, in the name of Jesus. They won't walk in the way, Lord God, of Satan anymore, in the name of Jesus. We said, come out from among them, hallelujah. Glory to God, that don't mean you no good, in the name of Jesus, that mean you harm, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to deliver them, Lord, and set them free out of the crack houses, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Set them free from all drug addiction, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Set them free, Lord God, from every lusting spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We ask you to send your Holy Ghost power to give them strength to walk away from anything that's not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For every spirit that tries to raise its ugly head, in the name of Jesus, send your Holy Ghost power, Lord God, to bring them out of that dark place, to walk them into your light, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call that person out of that place. They went and stayed too long. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You went in to minister to someone. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But you got caught up. Hallelujah. We ask God to deliver you out of that place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, yes, 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 there you go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You went in a certain place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To minister to someone, huh, but you got caught up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Be careful. Hallelujah. If you ain't prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Huh? Don't go in no place that you know. Hallelujah. You ain't got enough strength to bear it. Hallelujah, glory to God. And don't just keep staying in there, hallelujah. My God, if you see it get too thick, then guess what you should have done? You should have thinned out and left, glory to God. But you stayed in that place too long, hallelujah. And then it began to grip you, hallelujah, glory to God. Because I see you fighting in the spirit, hallelujah. Well, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that those spirits that latched themselves to you while you was in that place, we cast them out right now and back into the pit from which they came right now in the name of Jesus. Ah, oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got your release. Hallelujah. Because I felt it. You got your release. Listen, don't go back in there. Hallelujah. If you can find a neutral ground where you're supposed, God don't send you in certain places like that. God don't send you in places like that where he know these things are going to jump on you, hallelujah, and you're going to stay and you're going to, come on now. He's not going to send you in places like that. Glory to God. You wait, hallelujah, until that person comes out and they're on neutral ground where you can minister to them and you got your head on straight. You done already prayed up, wrapped up, you tied up, you tangled up, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then you minister to them. Stop trying to say you're going in these places to minister. Hallelujah. No, don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it no more. Hallelujah. Now you've gotten your release, so don't go back. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. First of all, hallelujah, I'm going to release this, hallelujah, over the airwaves, hallelujah. There's this guy, listen, your name is Frank. Frank, let me help you out here. Glory to God, hallelujah. Ever since you was a child, hallelujah, and you were playing, hallelujah, and you would see certain, amen, figures, and you would see angels and different things you would see happening and quickening in the spirit realm, hallelujah. And then you would go and say, Mama, listen, this is what I saw, hallelujah, but no one would believe you. But once you grew up, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, and you're still beginning to see it, huh? And the gift is beginning to perfect even the more right now, glory to God, hallelujah, that there's a film that's trying to cover your eyes, hallelujah, to make you think that you're not seeing what you're seeing, because you will see things happening, hallelujah, before they happen, hallelujah, and then after they happen, you will tell somebody, and they wouldn't believe you, glory to God, but I decree it, I declare on this day, hallelujah, that you continue on. I'm going to pray for that film that's trying to get over your eyes and make you think that you're losing your mind and going blind. No, you see what you see in the spirit. You see it, hallelujah, glory to God. God is calling you into a higher level. He's calling you into another level, glory to God, hallelujah. Although they didn't believe you when you were telling them, hallelujah, you would sit down, and I saw you sitting, hallelujah, even in a treehouse like it, amen, glory to God, and you were playing, hallelujah. The angels would sit there, hallelujah, and you would see them, and you would talk, glory to God. You were just talking, hallelujah, and communicating, and then you would tell them, hallelujah, what happened, but they didn't believe you. But God is perfecting that even the more as I speak. So I'm going to pray, hallelujah, for you and ask God to give you some strength, hallelujah, and ask God to lead you and guide you in the right direction. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that the scale that's trying to come over Frank's eyes, Lord, that it be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that's trying to latch yourself to him to make him think that he's losing his mind, Lord God, we come against it. We come against that blind spirit. We come against it, Lord God. That mind-binding spirit, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cast it out back into the pit from which it came in the mighty name of Jesus. Go forth, hallelujah, and go forth, hallelujah. Get in touch, hallelujah. Hit me up on Facebook, hallelujah. Inbox me. It's Prophetess Martha Williams or Martha Williams page, glory to God. Or you can inbox any of them. Apostle Yvonne Lyles. You can inbox Elder Bertha Askew, hallelujah. You can inbox Minister Elaine Jackson, glory to God. Any of us, hallelujah, glory to God, that's under, hallelujah, the same umbrella. They will get you to where you need to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They will pray with you. They'll do what needs to be done. Hallelujah. Mm-mm. Don't let the spirit bind you up. Hallelujah. You saw what you saw. You saw what you saw. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was no trick, and it wasn't the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even as a young boy, you saw all this. So, yes, you did see it. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. So he can stray your mind away. Hey, glory to God. So you won't, hallelujah, see nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we have someone who have pressed a one, so we're going to go ahead and open, amen, the line and pray for this person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller 693, you are live and on the air. Glory to God. Caller 693, you are live and on the air.
Thank God for your presence. I thank God for giving you the gift to pray for others. I thank God for the anointing placed on you. I ask at this time that you greet my father and go to him, that he anoint me with the gift upon which he has given me, that it be revealed unto me that I use it to do his will.
Amen. And where are you calling from, ma'am?
I call from the city of Hetland, Alabama.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you've heard the request of our dear sister, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to perfect the gift in her, God, in the name of Jesus, so she can use the gift, Lord God, according to your will, Lord God, and your understanding. Father, give her wisdom, Lord God, on who to reach out to, Lord God, to help her, Lord God, because we all need help at some point in some time, Lord God, to help us to go even further in the ministry. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, all the naysayers, we ask you, Lord God, to push them back into the pit in the name of Jesus, oh God, for she knows how, Lord God, and she knows who, and she knows where, Lord God, and how she should walk, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you're raising up a standard on the inside of her, Lord. Give her even more strength to move out and move forth in the gift in which you have placed on the inside of her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for her strength in you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is going to do some great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would, go on. Do you have a Facebook page? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
No, ma'am, I do not.
You don't? You don't? Amen. Glory to God. Well, do you mind, dear sister, if I give you a call later? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
No, ma'am, I do not.
Okay, I'm going to write your name, your number here.
I came about you from the knowledge of God. God said, knock on one door, and I'll open another door. And I thank God for that. And if you don't mind, I learned of you through my friend, which is a sister of yours. Thank God for that.
Amen. Well, I took your number down, dear sister, and I will give you a call back later, okay?
I thank God for that. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go on with our message on today. I'm going to be coming from the book of Job, chapter 1. Glory to God. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You know, we need to praise God in every situation. I know you said, well, you know what? It is hard to praise God through going through the trials and the troubles and the tribulation. But you know what? If you would put on some music and begin to dance, give a dance praise unto the Lord, hallelujah. You know, I've been around some religious devils, I'll just put it like that, hallelujah, and some religious people, hallelujah, that they think it's demonized to dance. No, hallelujah, you danced when you went to the club, hallelujah, you didn't think it then, hallelujah, glory to God, when you was out on the dance floor. So why you gotta think that it's so bad over here? You just switch partners, hallelujah. You got your Holy Ghost dance now. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got the Holy Ghost dance now. So, amen. Glory to God. Just put on some praise and dance music. Glory to God. And begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you stay there long enough, that very thing is bothering you. Glory to God. It's going to soon leave. And you have to continue it. It's not just one day. You may have to do it the next day. And it may not happen the next. But you have to continue it. That's why he said, always continue in prayer all the time. You know, and that's what you got to do. I ain't going to let this thing get me down. The first thing you want to do is to have something going on in your mind and in your heart. Glory to God. And people acting crazy over there. Amen. On the job. Yes. Hallelujah. Acting crazy in the street. Yes. Hallelujah. Family. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And all that going on. And then you want to put on some slow, sad music. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just go ahead and put on some good music. Hallelujah. You know, like, you know, this means war. Hallelujah. That lets you let the devil know, say, I'm coming at you. I'm coming against you. And I'm not scared, not one bit. Hallelujah. Let him know, hallelujah, you ain't going to get me down like that. Now, you ain't going to make me not praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You ain't going to make me lose sight of what God is doing for me. You ain't going to make me lose sight of where I'm supposed to go and what I'm supposed to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let him know. Hallelujah. You know, so many times, this is not my message, but we're going to get this and amen, and then we're going to move on. Hallelujah. But you know, so many times, people give the devil, amen. They give the devil more praise than they give the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know he can't do nothing unless the Lord allows. Hallelujah. You know, when he said, hold up, take your hands off. That's enough. Leave him alone. Hallelujah. And then guess what he got to do? He ain't got keys. He ain't got no kingdom at all, really. Glory to God. He ain't got no keys. Just he said, hold up, hold up, that's enough. Get out of the way. Leave him alone. Get your hands off. That's enough. And he got to get back and behave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Chapter 1 of Job. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That means he avoided evil. He persistently avoided evil. He ignored it. He rejected it. Now, look right here. We can do the same thing. Don't you know when you see evil coming, guess what you got to do? You've got to run from it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't stand this. Well, you know what? I'm going to cast you out. You may not be feeling like casting that day. Hallelujah. You know, so be careful. Choose your battles carefully. Just say, okay, hold on. Here come evil. I'm finna go. I'm getting out of the way of it. Y'all do whatever it is y'all want to do, whatever it is you think you can do. But me, I'm leaving. Glory to God. I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that. Hallelujah. Now, it says here, if he did it, you know, God, give us strength and the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us, can't we walk away? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, a lot of times people like to do stuff like that. So they'll go where it is, and then they'll try to itch up other folks to do crazy stuff. I've been there, done that. That's how I can tell you. Well, go ahead, say that. It's all right. Go ahead, do that. It's all right. No, it's not all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not all right. Nobody's perfect, but it's not all right. But if you know something is wrong and you know it's evil, hallelujah, then just leave, hallelujah. You may not have the strength, hallelujah, evil is that day. Glory to God, but just move on. Glory to God. Let's move on. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. You know what he was saying? Job had a lot of stuff. Glory to God. I just put it like that. He had a lot of stuff. You know, sometimes people have a lot of stuff. Just stuff. Hallelujah. And God has blessed them so well. Hallelujah. But he don't bless them just for you to keep it all and build a bigger barn for yourself. He also does that so you can help someone else. But so many times, people are always just, they're reaching their hand out and just grabbing, and holding on to it for themselves. But see, he had blessed Job with so much. Hallelujah. He had lots of stuff. Glory to God. Let's move on. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, and everyone his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sacrificed them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. You know, he said that, and he was praying for them because, he said, curse God in his heart. He know they was over there partying and drinking wine, glory to God, at the elder's brother's house. That's where they would go and gather up. You know, that's what people do. They gather up, and you may not see a lot of it right now at the houses and stuff, you know, but if you live out here in the country, like, you'll see them all gathered up. They got the cooling on by the side, on the side. Come on, y'all. This is real life. Hallelujah. This is live radio. Glory to God. And I approve this message. Hallelujah. And they're drinking and having fun. Hallelujah. Jesus ain't in that mess. And then you'll hear him break out and say, well, hold up. I know the Lord. Well, you know him. What did you leave him there when you start turning up this bottle? What am I doing? Glory to God. Did you just put him over there and sit him on the seat till you got through with this bottle? Oh, my God, my God. Lord, have mercy. Let's go on. Hallelujah. And, you know, Job said they may have sinned in their heart. So what he would do was he would offer up a sacrifice. That's what they would do, hallelujah, during those days. They would offer up a sacrifice. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus hadn't yet came on the scene. So that's what they would do, hallelujah, in atonement for the repentance of sin. That's what they would do. Let's move on. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came along among them. Okay, his sons was his angels. Hallelujah. Then who you think lagging behind? Here he comes, Satan. Hallelujah. You know they wasn't going to let him go in there, by himself like he had no sense. Not that they were scared, but come on now. You know everybody got angels that camp around them, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And where you go, hallelujah, don't you think Jesus don't see you? Hallelujah. So the angels, wherever you go, angels are there too. Hallelujah. You know, some people just think they can just go in places and do things and nobody sees them. Hallelujah. They may not see you with the physical eye, but he sees you, amen, with the spiritual eye. Glory to God. Let's move on. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, have thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil. You know, he said, hold on. That's what he was telling him. He said, wait a minute. He said, where you been looking? See, he wasn't looking for those whom he already had. Hallelujah. He wasn't looking for them that he know. Hallelujah. He know for a fact, all I got to do is just put them in lack for just a day or so. And guess what? They'll go ahead and they'll curse him, glory to God. He was looking for a hard task. Like, okay, hold up. That's what Satan was saying. You know, we're going to paraphrase it a little bit. Y'all walk with me, roll with me. You know, he said, hold up. Hallelujah. I know you over here. You already drinking. You already acting crazy over here. You know, so I ain't gonna need me messing with him because I already got him. Look at him. Hallelujah. He been drunk ever since last week. So he already, I ain't gonna need me messing with him over here. And look at her over here. Glory to God. She already doing things that's ungodly. Glory to God. And ain't worried about her because she always said, I got to get my nails done. I got to get my toes done. I have to get my hair done. So see, he already got her over there. So he wasn't worried about her. Glory to God. And he said, let me go around and see you. I know that. There's got to be somebody, hallelujah, let's see, hallelujah. And so God said, hold up, have you considered my servant Job? Hallelujah, let's see what he said. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doeth Job fear God for naught, for nothing? Have not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. He was saying, hold on, hallelujah. He was saying, you got a hedge around Job. I can't mess with Job. Don't you have a hedge around him? Hallelujah, glory to God. He wasn't crazy enough to say, okay, I'm going to get him. He had to find out, you know, what was going on, what was what first. Hallelujah. He said, consider my servant Job. He said, I know Job walk up right. He talk right. How you go over there, he ain't going to curse me. Go ahead, hallelujah. My goodness, but you know what? He didn't go unless, hallelujah. He got permission, you understand? Listen what he's doing. Now, he had to ask permission to hurt Job. So you know if he had to ask permission, amen, to go and inflict all these things on Job, he got to ask permission to go in and bring you through trials and troubles and tribulations. Come on now. Let's move on. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. He was saying, you know what? All I got to do is take away all that you done gave him, hallelujah, and guess what? He will curse you. He was saying, if I take away all them cows, all them sheep, all them, amen, glory to God, them, the woman and all that, hallelujah, don't you know he'll curse you? Now let's come on down and where we are now. If I go ahead and your children, hallelujah, done strayed off, hallelujah, they're going left to the left, hallelujah, instead of going right to the right, hallelujah. The husband ain't acting right, hallelujah. The people in the church showing up, hallelujah, glory to God. Nobody won't help you, hallelujah, my God. They persecute you on every side, talking about you. Your car done broke down, glory to God. Will you curse him or will you continue to say, praise be the name of the Lord? Hallelujah, good God Almighty. Let's move on. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So after he told him that, he said, no, you can't touch him. But everything that he hath, you can touch. Hallelujah. Understand, I know it sounds like it's a really, really hard thing. Amen. I know, you know, about the children. Hallelujah. He told him everything he can touch. All that stuff he can touch, but he cannot kill him. Glory to God. He's go ahead, touch it. I guarantee you, he ain't going to curse me. Do what you do. Hallelujah. Stop being so afraid of the devil and tell him I cast you out. You ain't going to do this to me. Hallelujah. All because you got everybody acting crazy over there. Hallelujah. And you got everybody about to lose their mind. Hallelujah. I don't care. Glory to God. Go ahead. Hallelujah. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the savings fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped to tell thee. Now look, amen, they were over there eating, drinking at the eldest brother's house, hallelujah, and all that. The oxen were feeding, hallelujah. And you know, come on now, hallelujah, and all this happened right then. And he came back to tell him. Don't you know what everything that happened with the savings, hallelujah, it could have happened to that one person, but he's saying he escaped. Now, Satan allowed him to escape. Hallelujah. So he can go back and tell it. Hallelujah. You know how it is when things get to happening, that one person gonna go back and tell what happened. You know, I saw it. Let me tell y'all, this is what happened. They're gonna go back and tell it. Hallelujah. If you notice, there's always gonna be one. Amen. Just one. One little busybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's gonna make sure that they go back and tell it. And that's what happened. He allowed him to be safe and be okay so he can go back and tell it. Let's move on. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only escape alone to tell thee. Okay, here come another one. He allowed him to come, amen, to go back, hallelujah, to live, so he can go and tell Job, hallelujah, glory to God, what had happened. My God. Now, look at that. That was two occasions where, you know, things was happening. He was going through some trials and some troubles, amen, and they were coming. They come. You know, trials will come sometimes back to back, back to back, back to back. But don't you ever lose hope. You hold on to hope, glory to God. You hold on with all you've got. Sometimes it's best that you don't even tell nobody but those that you know that's going to pray with you and give you some wisdom and help you. Let me help y'all out sometimes. Amen, glory to God. You know, sometimes you say, well, you know what? They're a good friend to man, but are they really, hallelujah, are they in Are they in the church and the church in them? Glory to God. It's God's word in them, hallelujah, to know to tell you, well, listen, my dear sister, what the word says. Hang on in there. And if they can't give you the word and help you and give you wisdom, then that's probably not the one you need to talk to. Some things are better yet just left alone and not tell nobody, hallelujah, except those that if you need, you know that they can get a prayer through, then those are the ones that you go to. Because everybody you go to, they ain't saved like you, hallelujah. They ain't filled with the Holy Ghost like you are. They don't love Jesus like you do. If you don't love Jesus, what's wrong with you? Come on now. You know, they're not the one. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because sometimes you can put yourself out there on a pedestal, and then, amen, when that, what are you going to do? You're going to make sure they bring that negativity to you. They're going to keep feeding you, going to keep feeding you. Before then, amen, you're just going to really, you're going to lose it. You're going to feel bad, hallelujah. Just don't tell them, hallelujah. Glory to God. Just don't tell them. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Seldons made out three bands and fell upon the camel and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. See, there go another one. He was yet just one trial after another, one after another, one test after another. But you know what? God allowed this to happen. You know, when God allows things, understand, ask him, what am I to learn? Certain things that come, trials and tests, amen, you know, they're there for learning. And sometimes we don't ask him what we're to learn out of that. You're just like, oh, my God, Lord, what is going on? That's all you ask, hallelujah. Not really going in prayer and waiting and say, Lord, now this happened, that happened. Am I supposed to learn something out of this, Lord? Show me, Lord, if I am, so I won't keep going through the same old, same old. Because sometimes some people have been going through 40 years, the same old test, but they don't see and don't know, understand why. That's because you hadn't asked him. When you ask him, he says, seek and you shall find, ask and the door shall come open. Because guess what? You ain't asked. You didn't ask. Some people don't want to ask because they don't really want to know. Me, I'm the type of person, I want to know whether it's good or whether it's bad. Because you know some good people sometimes go through some bad things. But guess what? God still has his hand on you. Oh, my God. He still has his hand on you. Glory to God. But it does happen. So me, I'm the type of person, I want to know. Why this happened, and show me why this happened. And if he don't say nothing, then guess what? I said, okay. But he may come back later on and say, okay, now listen. And then he'll tell you, glory to God. But I'm the type that wants to know, hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. I said, okay, now why did this happen? Because that was a thing that happened, amen, quite a few years ago, hallelujah. And I'm like, okay, Lord, now hold up now. I knew you warned me through your prophet that it was coming. Because I remember when she prayed and she told me, hallelujah, that you know, that this thing was coming. But she didn't never say what it was. She said, God is preparing you for this. And I knew it was something when she said, God's preparing you for this. Glory to God. And then I started to dream about certain things and that was pertaining, amen, to this very, very same thing that was coming. And once I started to dream and I saw it in a vision, I saw this thing happening and it came to pass, sure did, a few years later, hallelujah. You know, and hit like a ton of bricks. But he let me know, I'm still with you. I got you. All this happened for a reason. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said, you hold on because I got you. He said, I got you. If I hadn't had the Lord, I probably would have been, I probably would have fell out body and really tell you the truth, glory to God. That's when he was building me. He was making me strong because he didn't want nothing, hallelujah, to get in the way of him taking me into this place that I am in today. He wanted me. He kept on and he kept pushing. He kept pushing. And then I met this one lady and she introduced me, glory to God, to the leaders, glory to God, that I have at this present moment. He helped me even no more, and I'm so glad that I held on, glory to God. You see, when you get to know somebody, then they'll help you to know the right somebody, good God Almighty, and that's when he builds you, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's when he was talking about, go in the word, you repeat precept on precept, of the word of God. You don't just take one little bit of the word, hallelujah, and then you mix it with a little bit, hallelujah, water. You take all the word, hallelujah, and you build them up on top of each other so you can get understanding and meaning. And that's what he did when he brought this thing all the way back around, hallelujah, that brought me in this place on today. Glory to God. And I said, Lord, I said, why did you allow this to happen? I said, Lord, what happened? I said, I didn't do anything for this thing to happen. He said, I allowed it to happen. He said, I allowed it for your reason. Glory to God. And when he said that, I was through all the crying and hollering, all the snot blowing, tissue blowing, hallelujah, all the slobbering, all that. I'm just being real, we real, y'all. And all that was over. I said, okay, now what are you calling me to do then? I said, Lord, I can't go do no more. What is it? What do you want me to do? And he said, I told you years ago that I was calling you to be a prophet. I said, okay, yes, I know, okay. He said, this is your time. I mean, after he said that, I was through. Glory to God. So and then he began, amen, to introduce, you know, she did. I met this lady. Hallelujah. And then she introduced me to the leaders. Amen. Glory to God. And things just began to build from there. So, you know, everything that you go through, hallelujah, understand, ask the Lord why, what purpose, what is this guy? I mean, where are you trying to take me to? Glory to God. And he'll answer you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if he don't give you an answer right then, keep praying. He will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy son and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. See, there it is again. He made sure that there was one left to tell what was going on, to make sure he go tell Job, because he was trying to get Job to curse God and die. Glory to God, because if he'd have cursed him, he was saying it was over for him. Glory to God. That's what it was. Hallelujah. You know, Satan is a cunning. He's cunning. Hallelujah. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So don't let Satan, whenever things go to happen, he's the Lord. No, you know, some people turn around. That's why, you know, they said backsliders, if things don't go according to the way they think they should go, well, I might as well throw them now. I'm not saying everybody. They'll go back and say, well, you know what? I might as well live the way I was living. Glory to God. I might as well gone back over there and live like that, because I'm living better than these folks. Glory to God. I'm living better than some Christians. Hallelujah. And they'll do that. And now I've heard people say that. Well, I'm living better than you. You know, that's what they'll say. Hallelujah. But don't listen to that. Hallelujah. Not so. Because I'd rather, hallelujah, have Jesus in my life, hallelujah, than silver and gold. Because when I leave here on this earth, hallelujah, I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Just like Job, hallelujah, glory to God. He wasn't going to curse him, hallelujah, but he was trying to get him to. Let's move on and see what happens here. Glory to God. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, he worshiped. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job seeing not nor charged God foolishly. Glory to God. How many of us, hallelujah, can go through all those trials and tests that Job went through in this first book? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can still worship the Lord. Don't let Satan steal, hallelujah, what God is trying to build in you. Glory to God. My God, my God. Listen, I know some of you been had some childhood friends. Hallelujah. You know, long time, well, you know what, well, we were childhood friends. But if your childhood friend ain't going the way that you want them to go, ain't going the way, hallelujah, that you're going, then guess what you need to do? You need to say, bye-bye, baby. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's okay. You can love them from a distance. You can talk to them every now and then, but you can't hang out with them, glory to God, all the time. If they ain't going the way you're going, I know, you know, how it said, yeah, you could sanctify them, glory to God, but they ain't going to do what you're doing. They ain't gonna talk about the Lord. You know, they ain't gonna sit around. Hallelujah. Say, well, you know what? I'm going to the club, child. You ain't going. Glory to God. I ain't gonna be going doing what you're doing. Why? It's okay. Hallelujah. Just sometimes God be trying to cut us off from some folks that's talking negative. Some people that don't want to go in the same direction we're going. And he'll try to shake you loose from them. But every time he shake you loose, you go right back and hold your hand. Hallelujah. There's even men. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Not bashing men. Hallelujah. Women are like that also. Glory to God. He be trying to shake you loose from all that stuff. But guess what you'll do? You'll go right back, and you'll hold their hand. Go, hallelujah, glory to God. And he'll tell you, didn't I try to move you away from this situation here? Didn't I try to move you away from this negative situation? Now you're on your own, glory to God. I remember, hallelujah, when I was getting ready to do a certain thing, and the Lord had already told me, he said, it's okay. If you want to go, you can go. And I tear it for a while. I didn't move. I said, okay, I really didn't want to move. I'm like, oh, my God, okay, Lord, I got to do this. So I just stayed there, hallelujah. And I was going, amen, out, amen. One day I was walking out, amen, out of a building, and the Lord said, listen, he said, now, I gave you permission. The Holy Ghost, amen, rose up on the inside of me. He said, now, listen, now, I gave you permission. You can go if you want to. He said, but if you stay, you're going to be on your own. Good God Almighty. When he said that, I said, Lord, help me, Jesus. I said, oh, no, this ain't going to work. I'd rather be with him than to be without him, because there's no telling what mess I would have had to go through, what trees I would have had to climb. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I didn't want to go through all that junk, hallelujah, and he was just going to stand back, hallelujah, because he gave me permission to do it. Hallelujah. He had already gave me my permission. And that's all I needed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, Job went through so much. Glory to God. But guess what he did? He fell down on his knees and he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Understand it. He said, naked I came into this world. But understand what he's saying is he didn't have none of that stuff. A lot of times people always want, they think about their stuff. They don't think about Jesus and none of this. Glory to God. They don't think about how he went to the cross and how he died. Hallelujah. He don't mind you having all that stuff. But just don't let that stuff have you. Don't get so carried away with all your money, hallelujah, and all your honeys, glory to God, hallelujah, and all your handsome men. Don't get so carried away that you lose sight of who you are in Jesus Christ. You know now, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. It's not my message, but amen, God, like I said, just roll with it, hallelujah. You know, you hear women say, well, you know what, I don't want to be alone. Well, glory to God, it don't hurt to be alone sometimes. Glory to God, if you need to call somebody and pray, let them pray with you or talk to a sister that you know that you can talk to. So it's okay. Hallelujah. I know there are times when you're lonely. God made a woman for man. Yes, he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't go out there and just get any brother, because some of them brothers, they ain't good coming from other mothers. You know what I mean, Carl? Glory to God. You got to learn how to wait and ask the Lord to lead and guide you, because he'll put you in the right in the place at the right time. Hallelujah. For him to see you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, it's okay. Hallelujah. And if someone, if you're on this line today and you're feeling lonely, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just allow God to be God in your life. Amen. And just continue in your word and just let be led by the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. Don't go out there getting nothing. Hallelujah. I don't know this wasn't even what I was going to say. Glory to God. But don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth what God is trying to build up in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, Job went through, but guess what? Glory to God. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. So every time you got to do what? You got to continue, hallelujah. Worship him, praise him, hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal your praise, hallelujah. Sometimes you may be broken, hallelujah, and torn into pieces, but you still got to praise on the inside of you, hallelujah. Because Job still worshiped the Lord. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He knew he lost his children. He lost all that. He don't worry about all them cattle and all them sheep. But I know he was hurt, glory to God. But one thing about it, he knew who was in control. He knew that he could get enough, even more than he even had, glory to God. Hallelujah. So he didn't curse him. Hallelujah. Can you imagine how Satan was looking? He was looking crazy. Hallelujah. But Job didn't curse. He didn't curse God. He said, yeah, you take away all that stuff he got and see what he do. Now, man, hallelujah, on the earth today, if you take away all that stuff and them making them, hallelujah, those big time, how should I say it, entrepreneurs and all that good stuff and those, amen, hallelujah, that's up there on, I said, those big heels, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. And when it comes, where all that stuff is not there anymore, hallelujah, they lose sight of who is important. Because Jesus is the only thing that matters. As long as you got Jesus, hallelujah, he can give you more stuff. Glory to God. But you got to continue in his word. Continue in his will. Don't let nothing pull you out of your place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When things start happening, well, you know what? Hallelujah. I ain't going to church tonight. Mm-mm, honey. Child, I had a bad day. Oh, yes. Then you'll hear to me and say, oh, I ain't going. The wife said, honey, you going to church? No, I ain't going. Hallelujah. And he just stopped going to church. All because things are happening. He may not have the money he thinks he's supposed to have. He may in his pocket, glory to God. And he just stopped. But don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Because he's able and he's a faithful God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, for everything that's not like you, Lord. I hear you saying you're getting ready to trim some trees. Oh, good God Almighty. He's going to trim some branches, hallelujah. There's some branches who have just absolutely dried up on one side. Glory to God, hallelujah. God said he's going to trim all that off. Hallelujah. Okay, Lord, what are you saying? Hallelujah. There's some people that's hanging around them. Hallelujah. That's dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They don't know which way Jesus went. He said he's going to trim them trees. Glory to God. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, my Lord. You'll be able to hear it. You'll be able to partake. Hallelujah. In the increase. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God can't increase you if you're still hanging. Amen. You got them dead branches hanging on you. Glory to God. He said he's going to trim some trees, amen. Them dead branches that's been around you, hallelujah. He said he's going to trim them branches away. Now it's up to you if you go back and you grab hold of that branch and put it back and attach it back to you. That glory to God. But that's what he said, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Oh, Job did not curse. Hallelujah. He didn't curse him, man. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you bless it be the name of the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ought to still have a praise and be faithful. Amen to the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. And continue in his word and continue doing his will and continue, hallelujah, to go, hallelujah, to church and continue to be a part of the ministry. Because you go through trials and troubles and tribulations, don't sit down. That's the more time you need to go ahead and dig in with all you got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm reminded, hallelujah, when I see, you know, the guys be working outside on the, you know, the city, and they have these gutters and stuff that go ahead, and when the rain comes, they'll overflow, and they have to dig it out, glory to God, hallelujah. So we got to know how to dig ourselves out of that stuff and continue on. So, Lord, I need your help, man. You get to cry it out to the Lord, hallelujah, and just keep digging, hallelujah. So, Lord, I want you. Help me, Lord God. So, Lord, I need you. You still digging. Just keep digging. Then you put on that praise and worship music, and it'll continue to help you to dig out of that situation, and just keep on, hallelujah. Don't stop until you have dug yourself out, because on the side of when those guys be digging out those trenches and stuff, amen, in the street, they can't stop until that thing is unstopped, glory to God, because they did, or if they did stop, it'll overflow the street, glory to God. So you can't stop, hallelujah. You got to continue to dig until you done dug yourself out. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Although everything was taken away from Job, and there was one little person always will come, gonna come back and tell you what happened. Well, I saw him. This is what happened. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we serve an awesome God. God is able to do anything, amen, that you can ask. Amen. Anything, hallelujah, more than you can even ask or even think of. Hallelujah. Just hold on to his hand. So many times we grab hold of everybody else's hand and want them to help us and hold us up. Hallelujah. Well, they can help you to pray you up. Yes, glory to God. But you got to know how to dig in this word and how to pray for yourself to stay up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it all works together. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because he says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Glory to God. So if you're seeking his kingdom and his righteousness, he's going to show you, hallelujah. Look, this is what you need to do. Do this, and do that. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to give you the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. To salvation. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Come into my heart, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord. And I'm giving my whole life to you, Lord God. Creating me a clean heart, renewing me the right spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. And if you prayed that prayer, welcome, welcome, welcome to the body of Christ, hallelujah. You are now a blood washed, washed under the blood, hallelujah. Hey, glory to God, believer, hallelujah. Go to your Bible-believing church, a church, hallelujah, that is teaching the word of God, living the word of God, and you can see, hallelujah, the word of God, hallelujah, being transformed in others' lives, glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you go, make sure you take your Bible so you can read along and make sure that what's being taught is in the Word. If you can't keep up, you know, and I said sometimes new babes can't keep up. I understand that. Hallelujah. Because I was a new babe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And just write it down, and then you can come back home, and you know, most of the time you can replay it in your mind, and you ask the Holy Ghost to help you, and it will help you to replay it in your mind. I said, okay, this is what they said. This. Does this mean that? That mean that? And if you don't understand, amen, the King James Version, get you a Bible that you can understand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's just so much, amen, out there now where we can get information. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, my God. And I don't want you to forget what's coming up next. Hallelujah. It's Voice of Truth, Minister Elaine Jackson, that's coming up in the next 30 minutes. I want you to go over and show her some love. We're under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. So go over, hallelujah, for the second part of the hour of power and get wet again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The number for this show, hallelujah, I'm going to read it slowly so you can get it, is 1-347-945-5041. She's coming up next. So I want you to go over and listen to Minister Elaine and show her some love. Hallelujah, my God. Now we're going to go ahead and I'm going to get a benediction, and we're going to get off and take a break, and then we'll listen to Minister Elaine Jackson coming up next. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, glory to God. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week. Amen.